Hello, welcome. You are listening to Not Crazy, But Far From Sane. I'm your host, Megan Bell. Thanks for listening. It's been way too long, and I'm incredibly annoyed at the moment because I've been trying to do this for the last hour and a half, and despite my efforts and all that I've been doing, I'm at a loss for words at the moment because I'm, like, genuinely annoyed. It doesn't matter how much time or what I do to set aside for my podcast, like, something always happens, and it's incredibly frustrating to me because I have not recorded an episode the last 4 or 5 weeks because something always came up the day that I was recording or the day that I had set time aside with everything else going on in my life with school and all the other shit that I'm doing. And now there's this fly flying around my head and it's super annoying. Like, I feel like I just cannot catch a break right now. I just can't. And I have put off recording an episode because this is how I feel. And I'm super annoyed. So this is what you get right now. Take a breath, babe. For some context, I'm sitting on the floor in my bathroom with my computer on a yoga block. Recording this. I was trying to get away from the dogs in a more quiet, confined space, better for sound. And then what? It starts fucking pouring as soon as I come in here to record. And my dogs don't do well with thunderstorms. They need to be right near me, or Tito, like, starts shaking, and it's just an ordeal. And so I'm feeling a little bit defeated right now. Because I'm not letting another week go by where I don't have my episode come out because I'm tired of it and it's making me emotional right now. So I'm sorry, but this is really what's going on. And this is my struggle. You know, I want my podcast to sound good. I don't want other weird sounds in it. And so I get really, like, OCD, anal, whatever you want to call it, but it's my art in a way, and I want it to fucking sound great, and I don't need issues, and yeah. I'm also just annoyed because I've been dealing with a bunch of bullshit with the university, and it's just been a lot, so I'm hoping I can do this to take my mind off of it. Other than that, like, I think I'm doing pretty well. I've been sending out my resume for internships. I've been, you know, just doing housekeeping things in my life to have a better future. So, you know, when I'm really trying to do some shit here and I feel like the world's, like, just putting a blockade up, I don't know. It just really being tested here. So, all right, I'm gonna let that sit for a sec. Thank you for bearing with me. I could not start this over again. I could not move spots again. It's just, it is what it is. I know, you know, thank you for being here and bearing through it all with me. I appreciate your support. There will be some day, I'm sure, where I'm recording this in a studio and somebody's helping me and I don't have to deal with all this shit myself. But right now, it's up to me. So I'm, like, laughing through the pain, trying not to cry about it. I'm gonna read you guys my list of notes that I jot down in the past, you know, handful of weeks. All right, let's just go. Everything is fake. Fake Kylie followers. The whole Scandoval situation. I wrote that down. Brisket basics. Let's just jump over to food for a sec. 1 pound of brisket equals to an hour and a half worth of cooking. Okay, that's good fucking information, I guess. I'm out here saving a coffee cup from my morning so I can take it home, rinse it, and properly sort it. And they out here just burning trash and shit. Okay, losing my wedding ring. Severely misplaced. I don't like the word lost. The ring wasn't even worth $200 when I pawned it. Where's the line to not inviting someone anymore, girl or guy, when, to be honest, there's always some excuse or reason not to join? At what point do you stop? Being a good wing woman. I'm more Taylor Swift than any other artist in my music library. Lululemon makeup hours. After my shitty girls trip, I flew to Pennsylvania for Chloe's engagement party. Snapchat score worry. All right, let's just cover all of those things. I'm just going to talk about Sandoval really, really quick. Scandoval. Oh my God. If you're probably at this point, you've had to have heard something about the word Scandoval, right? I mean, because it actually made news. It wasn't just like reality TV news. It actually made news. And I'm like, what's the simplest way I could say that? All right, there's this show called Vanderpump Rules. This is gonna be like my 30-second breakdown. There's this show called Vanderpump Rules. It is a spin-off from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, from Lisa Vanderpump and her restaurants, okay? It's been on since 2012, and the cast members have mainly been the same. And there's this couple who had been dating and, well, not even dating, I mean, in a relationship for 10 years, and they owned a home together, and they still own a home together. But the best way I could describe this would be, and if you don't know anything about Friends, then you're fucked and I can't explain this analogy. But it would be like as if Chandler and Rachel had an affair for 7 months behind Monica's back. Well, that's what happened in Vanderpump Rules with these three people, Tom Sandoval, Ariana Madix, and Raquel Leviss. But her real name is Rachel. And that's ironic because I just used Rachel from Friends. And I used them both, and they're both the mistress. Ariana and Tom have been together since 2013. Tom, Raquel, Rachel, bitch, got together in the summer, sometime in July or August. I don't know. But Ariana, Raquel, Rachel were really good friends. So it's just really gross and disgusting. And all this blew up, and they've been filming a reality TV show for the last 10 years. And Raquel Rachel has been filming with them for the last like 6 years. And so they've really took this girl under their wing. And she decided to be a sneaky, sneaky bitch when she, I mean, poor girl, she just needs fucking help. I mean, when I say that, I mean, like, clearly she needs somebody like that to be doing that to a friend, like a best friend. And you can sneak around for 7 months and cheat with your best friend's man under the same, like at y'all, at their house, in her car, and just like all the things that have come out that have been verified about the affair are just so, it's just evil. I don't understand. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've cheated on somebody and I've been cheated on, but I have never been this motherfucking maniacal. This is crazy. Like, so what's happening is just nuts. And it's starting all these different conversations. Everybody's triggered. Everybody's out here fucking, you know, putting their two cents in, and it's just interesting because, I mean, yeah, it's just crazy. So that was way more than 30 seconds. I apologize. But if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sorry, but I don't know how you couldn't because this made actual news. But yeah, it's interesting to me because I clearly watch the show. I like reality TV. This isn't something I've really ever, I guess, spoke too much about on this podcast because this isn't that type of podcast. It's not about pop culture, even though it could so easily be. But I know that that's a very, like, not all my friends are into pop culture. I have, you know, friends that I talk to about pop culture, and then there's some who are like, I don't even know who the hell that is. And it's funny to me. We just all have our different interests, and I just happen to be incredibly interested in pop culture. So, yeah, shout out to my mom and Chloe. I know you guys will watch Vanderpump Rules, and it's really fun to talk to you guys about what's going on. So, there's that. We'll leave that at that. And then, yeah, let's jump into Everything is Fake, Fake Kylie Followers. Well, my Everything is Fake came from. It actually started from a conversation about commercials. And I mean, obviously, a lot of stuff that you see on TV is fake. But I'm talking about, like, if a commercial is showing you that they roasted a marshmallow in an air fryer and they're showing you what it looks like, they didn't fucking roast that in the air fryer, okay? But they show you that they did. They show you, oh, hey, look at what I made. You can make this too. All you need to do is buy these marshmallows, have this and this, and it'll look like this. And no, really, it's a big fucking disgusting mess. Don't ever try and put a fucking marshmallow in an air fryer with s'more stuff, okay? It's, unless you want to, like, have a big old mess to clean up, and it's just, don't do it. But it just started this conversation that everything is fake. All right. Well, my second comment after that was fake Kylie followers. that follows right in line, which is like everything is fucking fake. This falls in line with my pop culture comment before. So sorry if you guys don't like pop culture, but I don't know how I've, you know, 17 episodes in right now, and I've never really touched on pop culture too much. But I should, because I don't really, I am somebody who I do know a lot about the Kardashians. I could say, I could be on either side. Here's the thing. But really, I'm in the middle because I don't think that they're stupid, because you don't, I mean, to make that much money and to be, you know, quote unquote relevant for that long, they've been doing something quote unquote right, but I don't necessarily agree with it. I'll tell you that. So let me just clear that before, like, I'd be cool if they went away and like, we didn't see much from them ever again, you know, not in a way that I want anything bad to happen to them. I think they're so out of touch with any sort of, like, my friend Chloe and I were talking about this the other day, and the Kardashians used to be somewhat, you know, when they first started their reality show back in 2007, they used to be somewhat relatable in the sense of, you know, yeah, they had more money than, you know, I guess the average, but they were, I don't know, it wasn't, like, now if you see them, everything just looks very, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that. That's an unfinished thought, but everything's curated now for what they think people want to see rather than what is real. I don't know. And I guess for me, that's why I would like watching reality TV, is to see things be more authentic, even if it is messy or not good or not, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. That's the whole point of it, right? And side note, the reason I like reality TV is because I like watching characters progress. Characters, the people. I like watching their storylines and see their growth. And if, like, you see people, you know, I've watched people become sober and I saw how they behaved when they weren't sober and see how they do when they are. And it's just, it is cool. So that's a little side note as to why I actually like reality TV. Not that I owe anybody an explanation. I can like my TV just the fucking way I like it without explaining it to anybody. But I felt I owe you an, I guess I do feel like I owe you an explanation. Weird. I can't make up my mind. Okay. So, yeah, the whole fake Kylie followers, that started, I think, because, so yeah, jumping back to that, went off on a tangent there, because there was something going on with Selena Gomez. I don't know, something in the news. There was weird, like, that
Kylie Jenner and Hailey Bieber
were, like, shading Selena Gomez, but I don't know. And what ended up happening was Kylie ended up losing a lot of followers because people thought that she was shading Selena. All right. And then it had that Selena had more followers on Instagram than Kylie, because these two have been neck and neck for the most followers on Instagram for a while. Well, after this happened, Kylie went and bought her Instagram followers, a million of them, just so she could beat Selena Gomez. So it's like, but that just to me looks so pathetic. Like, we all know that you went and bought those followers. You bought bots. I mean, let's just, basically that's what you did. So, I don't know. It's just so silly to me. It's so fucking stupid. Like, we know you bought those followers. Like, I don't know. I don't even have any words for that. Like, that's just so cringy and stupid, and that shows where her self-worth lies. And it's sad. It's sad. And that's honestly exactly why I stopped caring about, like, the Kardashians, Kardashian Jenner people, because of that. It's sad to me. It's sad that they take all of these offers to, like, promote detox tummy tea bullshit that actually, like, makes people's insides basically, like, I'm being incredibly dramatic, but, like, explode and gives people incredibly, like, massive diarrhea and have horrible stomach issues, and they promote this shit to make more money. And, like, that's just one small facet of things that they do that, like, you know, we could talk about Kim Kardashian and her jets and flying around for fucking, you know, 7 minutes or however long. I don't have all my facts straight because I'm just touching on little things that I've heard and know about over the years. And it's like, to me, they're just so thirsty for, like, more. And I, you know, honestly, I would like to think that if I obtain a massive amount of wealth, that there would be a certain point where I'd be like, I'm content. Like, no, I don't need to, like, beat all of my sisters or all of these people in the world, and I'm not going to be happy until I have this much money. Newsflash, if you're not fucking happy now, you're not going to be happy with an extra fucking million. So I don't know. I guess I would much rather live the life I'm living than any fucking life they're living. And I guess I was just tired of seeing it online because I was like, this is fake. This is bullshit. I know you guys run the media. I know that if there's an unflattering photo of you guys out there, you guys fucking track down whomever and get it scrubbed from the internet. I just don't trust anything like that. It's bullshit to me. It's like they're worrying about when there's like wars going on and there's like starving people out there and there's people who don't have fucking clean drinking water and they're out here fucking worried about like a million bot followers or photoshopping their images or like adding it's so crazy to me. I had an epiphany and I was like, I don't need to see this shit anymore. I care more about, you know, recycling and, you know, that's the thing. Maybe if they were showing me all the links they were going to help protect the environment, but like, they're harming it and way more than they're fucking helping it. So sorry for my little tangent there, but that is, you know, yeah, there's that. I'm probably gonna listen back and like maybe cut some of that out. I have no idea. Brisket basics, 1 pound of brisket is 1.5 hours to cook. That's pretty straightforward. I was talking to my uncle about cooking brisket and he had pretty much told me that he like nailed his recipe or like his cooking process or method or however you word that. And that's what he told me. It was that math of 1 pound of brisket is 1.5 hours to cook. So do what you want with that. Yeah, I'm out here saving a coffee cup for my morning so I can take it home and rinse it and, you know, discard it properly. If that's the same line of then, yeah, if I'm opening Instagram and I'm seeing all this fucking heavily edited, face-tuned crap, that does not appeal to me. It just doesn't. You know what would appeal to me is if I saw Kylie Jenner standing there cutting up a straw up the seam and then chopping it down, you know, horizontally. Yeah, you cut it up the seam vertically and then chop it horizontally so that you protect the sea life if it so happens to make its way into the ocean or, you know, into a lake or whatever. If it doesn't get buried, you know, as trash is supposed to get buried or burned or whatever the fuck, you know? And so that's what would excite me. Seeing some of that shit, seeing some of the things that I do every single day, or like my Amazon packages, or anytime if I do order off of Amazon, I make sure that I take all the stickers off of the boxes because I just learned recently that that box is not recyclable or, you know, yeah, you can't recycle that box or any box if it has like a sticker on it that's not recyclable, you know? So yeah, it's frustrating, but you can't change people. I mean, it is what it is. I can only change my habits, which is then getting them off of my fucking Instagram. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear about you, because there used to be a time back in the day, I'm not going to lie, where I was interested in them. I thought that they were smart. I thought Kim was smart when everybody was like, they're so stupid. Oh my God. I'm like, well, yeah, I could see how you think they're stupid, but actually they've maintained relevancy for all these years and, you know, built their own empire and basically, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard from them in a while right now, but we still know about them and I'm still talking about them. So it's like, they've done something smart. It doesn't mean that I agree with it. You know, I think they've probably done some shady fucking shit to get to where they are too. I don't think anybody could have a huge, massive empire and not have done some fucked up shady shit to get there. That's just, I don't know what else to say. That's like, prove me wrong. Losing my wedding ring. I don't like the word lost. We're going to say severely misplaced because it was found. That got brought up and I jot that down because I was reminded of that when I have a friend, Robin, who just recently got engaged and I saw her for the first time last week. And of course I wanted to see the ring and ooh and ah over it. And when I was looking at it, she was like, I actually just found it yesterday. Like, we thought it was gone. We accepted that it was gone and I found it. And I was like, what the fuck? And it reminded me just immediately, because not many people, I don't know, like, I don't think people walk around sharing stories like that. Like, oh yeah, have you lost your wedding ring? No, man, have you? Yeah, actually, I lost it. And it was, you know, no, people, I don't think there was like a lot of shame around the fact of me losing my ring back then. And I was just so glad that she was honest with me about that, because it wasn't something that, I don't know how to word that. Like, it was not something that was, good that happened. So it wasn't like I was bragging about that back in the day. Like, oh, I lost my wedding ring, but then it was found. It was like, because it just, I feel like it brought a lot of questions of, well, why wasn't it on? Why weren't you wearing it? Or this, I felt very judged. There we go. Got it out. Felt very judged by people whenever they did know that I'd lost my ring. So I never talked about this for years until Robin told me that she had lost it. And I was like, this is so refreshing to hear. Like, let's normalize losing stuff and finding it, because we're all human, okay? And actually, I've lost other jewelry that's not, you know, a wedding ring. And that's just, but I've always found it. It always comes back. That's why I don't like the word lost. It's just temporarily misplaced. But so, yeah, I mean, okay, well, her story, hers was misplaced in, it had fell into like her dresser drawer, if I'm not mistaken. So they couldn't find it for days. But just like mine, like as soon as you accept that it was gone and like, okay, you're going to have to buy another one, or like, you know, fuck, it's gone, it always comes up. We'll knock on some wood. I don't have wood. Oh yeah. Knock on wood. But my luck is like, anytime I've ever accepted that, all right, it's fucking gone, I can't find it, comes up. So just stop looking for something and you'll be able to find it. That's my motto. But my ring, I lost it. I was swimming at a friend's apartment in Arizona. This was 2016, because that's when I was, you know, married. And I took it off swimming in a pool, hot tub. And then it was new to me. I forgot to put it back on. So I lost it. And then the like groundskeeper people, maintenance, when they were sweeping around the pool, they swept it and like heard the sound, obviously, and found it. And I got it back. But what's so crazy is, I put on here the whole, you know, the ring wasn't even worth $200 when I pawned it. I put that down because the person whose pool, like, apartment I was swimming at, apartment pool, his name was Salim. I'll never forget. I paid him $200 for, like, having, you know, quote unquote, found it. Like, I knew somebody around, the money was intended to give to him for him to give to, like, he could have kept the money out for all I fucking know. I don't know. But the point was to give it to who found it, right? I don't know. Whatever happened to the money, I don't care. The fact why I brought that up was I paid somebody $200 for having, like, found my ring. But then when I went and pawned my ring at a pawn shop after I was, you know, divorced, I only got $200 for it. Or it wasn't even worth $200. That's what I wrote. So That's fun. All right. Where's the line to not inviting someone anymore? Girl or guy? Like, when there's always an excuse or reason for them not to join, at what point do you just stop inviting them? You know, like, how many times? I need to know. Because I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm somebody who will think of all the different things. I'm like, well, me, like, there's sometimes if people invite me out, it's just, like, not, I'm not feeling it, or like my mental health isn't in that right place. I'm not ready to socialize, whatever, like just not in the mood, you know? But I don't personally want people to stop inviting me out just because I've said no, like a handful of times or whatever. But also I do understand, as a person who socializes and goes, you know, interacts with people, that if you do continue to say no, people are going to not invite you. So what do you think? Like, three times of inviting somebody, and if they keep saying no, don't try anymore? And then, or do you just like not try for a couple of months and then, like, you know what I mean? Like, because then I'm taking it as like, okay, clearly you don't want to hang out then either. Like, what should I fucking care, you know? So, all right, there's that. Thanks for helping me solve that. Being a good wing woman. I got that as a compliment from a friend last week. It was really sweet. My friend Cameron told me that I was a good wing woman, and it honestly made my day, because I don't know. I guess I don't go out too often with people, or like single people in the sense of, you know, but she was, I don't know how to word that. Like, she just said I was a good wing woman. So that's cool. Right? I mean, yeah, that's good to be there for your friends. More Taylor Swift than any other artist in my music library, which is a fact. I actually tried to count earlier because, okay, back in the day on the phone or on, like, the iPod, it would tell me or tell you how many songs you had, right? Or, like, how many by, like, that artist or whatever. Like, if you went to the bottom, I was not able to find that feature. I don't like when they do that. I'm pretty sure you can see, like, the exact number. No, I can't even see the exact number of songs I have on here. That's frustrating. So once I got past 60, I stopped counting. So I know I have more than 60 Taylor Swift songs on my library. But that's because I've been listening to her since, what, like 2008? Yeah, that's, I guess, when Fearless came out. So don't know why that was an interesting thing to note, other than, I guess that is interesting. I mean, what artist do you have the most of on your library? I mean, Taylor Swift just happens to put out a lot of music. I love her. She writes her own shit. I don't know. I mean, I think we've definitely talked about her before on here because we've talked about the most recent album she has. And yeah, I love her. So, oh, this is my favorite. Lululemon makeup hours. I'm going to read that and then, okay, wait, I'm going to read that. After my shitty girls trip, I flew to PA, Pennsylvania for Chloe's engagement party. I don't know why I wrote that because I think I already talked about that. I'm pretty sure I already talked about that. I don't know why that stood out to me. I mean, if I didn't talk about it real quick, what had happened was, is I had a really bad, that shitty girls trip when I went to South Padre and it wasn't fun. It was just terrible. And then I was really bummed because that was a vacation of mine still that I used, and it was just awful. And so Chloe had recommended that I go. She was like, well, why don't you come up here and we can celebrate, you know, our engagement party, her and now it's now her husband, Caleb. And then it was near my birthday too. So she was like, you can get away for your birthday and you can come to our engagement party, which I actually really loved because I was able to meet, you know, and meet all of her friends and family ahead of, like, the wedding and be there for the engagement party. It was really fun. It was really great because it actually made the wedding that much more fun for me because I'd already met everybody and yeah, that makes sense, right? So wrote that and I'm excited. I actually get to see Chloe this year. She's coming down to San Antonio for a bachelorette party. So I'm so excited. And I actually asked her if she would want to be on my podcast for us to talk about a pop culture type of vibe, but more like more geared towards Vanderpump Rules. And she said yes. So we'll be doing that, I think, in May, like after the semester is over. So yeah, I hope you guys don't mind some pop culture, or you guys just don't have to listen to that episode. That's on you. You do whatever you want to do with your life, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do with mine. So, yeah, that, and then, okay, I want to tell the Lululemon story. So I put Lululemon makeup hours. So it was my junior year of high school. Was it? Yeah. Was it? Yes. Okay. Sorry. It was my junior year of high school and it was my cousin's freshman year of high school, my cousin Jane. So this was year 2009 and I had makeup hours that I was making up, which makeup hours are if you skip school, skip class back in high school or whatever. I'm sure it's different now, but in my day when I was in school, this is what happened. If you missed class so many times, you had these hours you had to make up, or like you couldn't go on to the next grade basically because like, you know, you didn't put in your time. You skipped. You got to make it up. So I had like a good amount, like 40 something hours, I think. I know Jane had a lot. That's, you know, she had a lot. I had a lot too. And we did make up some of them physically. We physically made some of them up, but we also, I'll not mention her name, but a teacher at the high school allowed us, she was like, just get me a Lululemon gift card and I'll sign off your hours. Shit you not. Jane and I got her a $50 gift card, 25 apiece. We got her a $50 gift card to Lululemon and she signed off all of our hours. Every single one. Yeah. I texted her about this last night, and I said, I was just telling my friend Cameron the time we bought so-and-so a $50 gift card to Lululemon back in 2009. I just Googled, and that would be a $70 gift card today. That's a lot, LOL. Not that $50 wasn't a lot back then, but for some reason, you know, 70 just sounds like, if I was paying a teacher $70 to that, yeah, you better sign off on my fucking hours. And so Jane responds to me, that's fucking crazy. I talk about that all the time. We were broke ass kids, anything to get those hours written off. I was like, no kidding, really though. And we don't even shop there. That's the funny. She's like, I don't even shop there most of the time because it's so expensive. And I told her, I've never actually bought anything from there. I've never walked in and bought anything from Lululemon, not one time. I've had it gifted to me. Keith, for Valentine's Day last year, he got me leggings. And then I bought myself a pair of leggings from like a secondhand store that were red Lululemon because I wanted to wear them around Valentine's Day. I was like, that's cute. But never full price. And also it's probably because I have like a thing with it being like, I don't know. It's very materialistic. I mean, very. You could work out in what? Oh my gosh, Tito, you need to not do that. You could work out in whatever. You can do yoga in whatever. It does not have to be Lululemon. It's just, I don't know. It's just so funny to me that I got my makeup hours signed from that, and so did Jane. So shout out to that. And then, which I love that, that's a fun story to share, actually. It's real. Okay, stop licking. No, that's not, you cannot do that. No. Mm-mm. I came in here to get away from you guys. It's not my fault y'all want to be right here. My gosh. Okay, and then Snapchat score worry. It's like a mouthful. I don't like that. Okay, but for those who don't know, Snapchat. All right, are you familiar with what Snapchat is? Snapchat is an app. I think it's been out since like 2013 or 2014, maybe before. But what you do is you're able to, let's see if I can give like a brief synopsis on what Snapchat is. Okay, it started off as like, it's just a way for you to send a picture to one of your friends and then it just disappears after you see it. That's supposed to be the point. It's evolved into being, you know, more advanced, I guess, now, and you can do a whole lot of other things and the point of it has probably changed. But that's why Snapchat originated, was to just send a picture to a friend or somebody you're dating or somebody you like or whatever, right? Send it to whomever, but the idea is that the picture goes away. Or if you screenshot the picture, it notifies the person who sent it to you, hey, I just took a screenshot of what you sent me. So people have used it to communicate. People have used it to cheat. People have used it to be sneaky. People have used Snapchat to send nudes. People have used Snapchat to, like, I guess have, what do they call it? Like phone sex, but would you call it like Snapchat sex? Like, I don't fucking know what you would call it. But that's what basically Snapchat, you know, is just another little social media way for people to communicate through pictures. And what it then, my favorite way to describe it is like, because the more you send pictures to somebody, then they, of that specific person, they become like your quote unquote best friend. And then like you get all these cool little like emojis next to it or whatever, right? And you just keep sending people pictures so that, you know, they remain as like your number one friend, or you guys have your what's called a snap streak. Meaning, hey, we've Snapchatted this many days in a row without not Snapchatting. Wow, look at us. Like some people have, you know, I think the most I ever got on a snap streak on Snapchat was like maybe 50 days. Because then you go out of town, you get out of service, you don't Snapchat, you lose your streak. There's been people who have lost their fucking minds over losing their Snapchat streak, by the way. Like, I've read articles of people contacting Snapchat support team being like, my streak went away. Can you please get it back for me? I was da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, fucking lunatic, right? But people are really invested in their Snapchat. And I'm explaining this and I'm breaking it down for those who don't know what Snapchat is, because I know that I have, like, my aunt listens to this and I don't know if she knows what Snapchat is. So I just wanted to be as thorough as possible just so you guys can understand. And this is modern day dating too. And I mean, in the sense of what we've all had to deal with. And I'm just, it's just funny. And I will get to my point about the whole, what the Snapchat score means in a minute and why I added the word worry to the end. It's like a whole thing. Liam, you have to lay down. You're going to annoy me. We're taking you to the vet this week to get your paws clipped. Not your paws, your nails. Sit. Sit, Mr. Man. You tip-tapping around is not okay. My listeners and I don't like listening to that. It's frustrating. I'm working right now. Yai, yai, yai. In and out. Breathe. Okay. Back to the Snapchat thing. So, lady, go out of here. Y'all are pissing me off. Okay. Just a day in the life, right, of having dogs. So, with this whole Snapchat thing and dating and whatever, what I mean was, or what I meant, is that, like, okay, how do I best describe this? So, all right, let's just break it down. I'll just be honest. When Keith and I had started dating, he was Snapchatting friends of his. They were girls. That's fine. All right. But my problem was, is like just to keep like the Snapchat streak of how many days they've been Snapchatting. Oh my gosh. Just please grant me the fucking patience to not lose my mind. I haven't even had coffee today. I just woke up and started recording because I thought the dogs would be sleeping, there'd be no problem. But then the clouds said, nah, we're too full. We're going to start fucking raining and we're going to shit on your moment for you to record your podcast. And we're just going to make it a little more difficult for you. And then we're going to have the dogs be fucking babies and be right next to you during the whole thing. And then we're going to have you lose your train of thought and it's going to get frustrating for you. And we're just going to see how you deal with it, Megan. Just see how you just deal with all this shit. All right. So my whole thing with it was people were then just sending stupid pictures. Like, people would then just take pictures of like the ceiling just to send it to the other person, just to keep that streak alive, just to be like, oh, hey, yeah, we're still best friends, like on Snapchat. Like, because anyway, it just sounds so stupid, but it's not when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're like, who the fuck are these bitches Snapchatting my man? Or, you know, vice versa, if you're a girl into girls or a guy into guys, whatever, insert whatever pronoun you fits, whatever fits best for you. But for me and how I talk, this is what's working for me, right? I'm just giving a little backstory on Snapchat of what it is. Like, people can just be sneaky through it. You can, like, that's just kind of what it has, like, it has the reputation of just being, like, yeah, like if we had to classify, okay, like, LinkedIn, super classy social media. Then we've got Snapchat, that's, like, slutty social media. If I were to, like, in the sense of like the content you post, like I might fucking, you know, post me ripping a bong on Snapchat, but I would never in fucking life post that on LinkedIn, right? It's just like basically your different personalities is how I view it, right? And Instagram's like somewhere in the middle. I don't know. That's how I see it. I mean, that's just truly how I see it. I just see it, Snapchat as being way more like, I don't know, authentic in the sense of, in the moment of, this is what I'm doing, like, this is, you know, I don't know. I hope you get it from what I'm saying. Anyway, so going back to when Keith and I first started dating and he, you know, his, you know, girls, his friends would Snapchat him and they were on their streaks or whatever. And I was like seeing some of these pictures that they were sending and it's like, there wasn't even, I don't even know how to word it. Like, it was just to keep the streak alive. It was just stupid. It was like, in my mind, like, it's not even, y'all aren't even relaying important information. It's like, y'all aren't even saying anything. Y'all aren't even like, it's just like a picture of a fucking ceiling being like, here's another day. Like, I don't know. It just seems stupid to me. I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe I missed that like gap of like Snapchat, social media. Cause I am a little bit older. I mean, in the sense of like, I'm in college with a bunch of like between 19 and 23 year olds. I get it. I'm a non-traditional student. So, you know, there are some things like, I guess Snapchat came out for these people when they were, oh my God. If someone's 19 right now, how old were they when Snapchat came out? I've got to Google that. How old is, let's just Google how old Snapchat is. How old is Snapchat? It came out in 2011. Okay. What? It was founded on September 16th, 2011. Okay. It was a relaunch of the photo sharing app Peekaboo. Okay. Good to know that. So, but I feel like Snapchat when did become popular? By August 2014, 40% of 18-year-olds in the U.S. were using Snapchat. So 2014 was 9 years ago. I'm 30, so what, I was 21 when Snapchat came? Okay, so see, yeah, like these people who are in college now have had Snapchat or since they were what, like 10, 9? Okay, so yeah, I guess some of the Snapchat culture is going to be a little different to them now that I'm saying that. Whoa, what? To grow up with social media 100% is completely different than, I'm a millennial who grew up not having fucking internet and then having internet. You know what I mean? Like, I know there's people out there who know what I mean. And then there's probably listeners out there listening who don't. And you're probably one of the listeners who, you know, has had Snapchat since you were 9 or 10. And that's just, it's just a whole different, I guess, way of viewing the app. Me, I viewed it as something as like a means of sneaking around and kind of being shady and sneaky. Maybe you guys just view it as a way of like proving all your best friends. I don't know. Maybe like how our MySpace was back in the day. I don't know. Now we're getting off on it. But anyway, with Snapchat, you get this score, okay? Every time you send a Snapchat, a picture or whatever, I think it's just a picture. I don't think it's text. I think it has to be an actual, like, picture, like a Snapchat, okay? You get a fucking score. It goes up every time you open one and you send one, okay? For example, my Snapchat score is 29,454. I thought that was a lot. But I'm going to use my friend Gabby, who is also in college. She's 20 years old. So we're 10 years apart. I'm going to read you her Snapchat score. So we're 10 years apart. This is actually the perfect example. I love you, Gabby. Thank you for being part of my social experiment right now. Gabby, she graduates college in 2025. I'm in 2024. It's so funny. I love that. Okay. Her Snapchat score is 1,007,986. That bitch has sent over 1 million Snapchats and or received over. Like, what? That's a lot. So just to put in comparison, I've got a measly 29,000 and she's got over 1 mil. Liam, your feet are annoying me. So your Snapchat score goes up, just to reiterate, every time you send or open a Snap. All right, bear with me. So whenever you and your dude or your girl or whomever break up and you go and you check their Snapchat and you see that their score has gone up, that is one surefire fucking way to give you massive anxiety and doubt and feel depressed and be like, who the fuck are they Snapchatting? Who's Snapchatting them? And your mind just goes wild. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because I had not thought about this in years. I mean, I'm talking like 5 years. Until my friend recently was checking her ex-dude's Snapchat score, and it brought back a flood of memories. And I looked at her and I said, if you have to do that, it's not right. There's relationships out there where you will not, like, be fucking obsessively checking their Snapchat every second to make sure that the score hasn't gone up. I mean, yeah, it just brought back so many things and, like, that I went through that I willingly, you know, not willingly, it was just, that was just something you do, you know, as part of, like, if you have Snapchat as part of, like, in your relationship somehow, or, like, if you, one of you has Snapchat, like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but if Snapchat is in your relationship and you break up, I don't really know anybody who hasn't checked the Snapchat score. Like I just said, if it's, yeah. So, yeah, it was just really refreshing to hear somebody talk about this. I hadn't thought about it or talked about that in a long time. And, you know, and it's funny, like, I never even actually checked Keith's whenever he and I broke up, just because he never even gave me that feeling. And I guess that's just the thing, is somebody has to give you a weird feeling in order to, you know, there has to be a lack of trust. And I guess that's what that says, is that you don't trust that person. And I really did trust Keith. So there was never, I just didn't like in the beginning when people were sending pictures of their ceiling. I was like, I understand. You want to talk to your girls as friends and y'all have actually something to talk about. That's totally fine. But just to keep y'all's, like, streak alive and, like, make sure y'all are, like, best friends on there by sending, like, a fucking, you know, dumbass picture, to me isn't a means of keeping up with your friend. That's just how I saw it. If you want to have a conversation, I think that's different. And also, if you do want to have a conversation, like, I don't know, I have a weird past with that, because I've had an issue with girls reaching out to my dude and trying to, like, confide in them for emotional support and shit. And, like, to me, I just don't think that's okay after you've been in a relationship. Like, after, you know, I think things have to shift. Like, boundaries shift and things shift once you enter a serious relationship. There's just certain things that are no longer okay or acceptable from the opposite sex if they're not your partner, in my mind. We all have our different beliefs, but that's just me. So, yeah, it was interesting. But so, yeah, just to finish on the whole, like, because I had brought Keith up into it, is I very much so trust him. So if you're listening, Keith, I never checked your Snapchat score. I never was worried about your score, you know, going up, or wondering who was, you know, just because, I don't know, like, I feel like that's a testament to how well you actually felt about that person in the sense of trust. Because me with Seth, didn't trust him. So, of course, after we break up, I'm going to think he's doing all the shady shit. My friend recently, who was checking her ex-dude's Snapchat score, they broke up because she couldn't trust him. So it was there's a pattern there. And I very much so, I still trust Keith. I absolutely adore him. I still love him. I mean, I always will. Always will. So, yeah, that's so funny. Oy vey. I know, like, back in the day, I didn't know that relationships didn't have to be like that. That's the thing. And I guess that was pretty liberating talking to my friend about recently, was like, hey, I'm only saying this because I have been in a relationship where they never made me second guess myself or make me think that I wasn't a priority to them or they're number one, or make me think that they're doing something shady. And that's what we deserve. You know, we deserve to feel that way. And it's just unfortunate that we've probably felt the other emotion too often, you know, betrayed and, like, we're just waiting for somebody to fuck us over. Because I'm not kidding. Like, whenever Keith and I did first start dating, I would always tell him, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And we finally sat down one day and he was like, you've got to stop saying it like that. It really bothers me. It makes it seem like, you know. And I had to explain from my perspective why I was saying that, because I was always used to just, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, because something always fucking happens to come and yank the rug out from under me. And yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I miss Keith. I miss you, Keith, if you're listening. Hi. We haven't seen each other since the end of January. We do talk still, not, like, as much, but we had made a pact not to see each other until May, which is when the semester is over, just so we could both focus on school and what we've got going on right now and healing and recovering from our relationship that was. And we had made plans to meet up in May and see each other. So I haven't seen him for at least 3 months now, and I miss him because that's the longest I've gone without seeing him since knowing him. And he's been in my life since July 2020. So, yeah. And I know maybe some of you were curious. Maybe you weren't. I know some people haven't asked because they haven't necessarily wanted to ask because they don't really know what's going on. But that is what's going on. And, yeah, we're very much so. Regardless of what outcome happens, like, you know, we'll always be in each other's lives. Like, for sure. I mean, he's watching Tito for me soon whenever I go camping. But we got to figure out a way to coordinate without us seeing each other. So yeah, which will be fun, you know, because there's just some things you got to do in life in order to be better and grow and make changes. And this is just one of those things. So we'll see, you know, like all things in life, but I'm hopeful and remaining positive. So yeah, I'm so happy I got to do this and be here. Thanks for bearing with me through the beginning and my moods and yeah, sorting it all out, because I was not going to move forward today without this episode being done. I just couldn't. I do not like that it's been this long. And I will be back soon to talk. And thank you, y'all. Take care. Love you. Thank you for listening.